So one thing also I'm kind of trying to figure out is objective response. And one of the things that got people excited, I think, is the fact that there is a pretty significant objective response. You describe a patient, I don't think you would have seen that with sorafenib ever, the patient that, but on the other hand, when you actually look at the trial, I think the response rate was like in the 30s. But they actually had sorafenib as like 10 or 15%. I don't even know that ever caused responses.
So, for sorafenib, the objective response by RECIST, I mean, is low. I mean, it's generally around 2 to 5%. That's RECIST version 1.1, slightly higher if you use modified RECIST. But generally, it's viewed as a cytostatic agent. Single agent PD-1 has been operating at an objective response rate of about 15%. And then a lot of the combinations, the phase three IMbrave is 30%, but other combinatorial strategies that are in phase one and two are up around 30%. And, I think it's very important to see a response. It's important, I think, for patients. Symptomatically, patients generally feel better when their tumors shrink. But one thing that we've seen in the literature and at discussions for HCC and other solid tumors, it's not clear that response is the best surrogate for survival, right? We don't know that just by virtue of having a response or a high objective response rate, that will translate to an improvement in survival. And I mean, I think, at least looking at the data for single agent anti-PD-1 therapy, this had a 15-18% response rate, and we didn't see a positive study. And you could argue that could be due to the trial design, but, another thing to keep in mind is that objective response rate is not a surrogate for the endpoint of overall survival.
In the IMbrave study, sorafenib was 12 and 13% objective. That's what I thought was kind of high. Like, I never even heard of people responding.
Well, I think this goes to show that objective response, I mean, it's hard to measure. It's not clear it's a surrogate for survival, and there's variability around it. I mean, so usually I quote for sorafenib between 2-12%, for lenvatinib, 20+% for combination IO, at least from IMbrave, it's about 30%.
I'll tell you why I was thinking about the issue of response rate. Okay, 30% is not all that great, but still seeing patients like the one you describe. And that may be kind of a weird thing, but one of the things I thought about as I kind of was watching what people are doing is the issue of how people with liver-only disease are managed. Because what I hear from a lot of oncologists in practice is they can't get to the patient. The interventional radiologists are tasing them, et cetera. And I'm wondering, I mean, with sorafenib, you can't, I mean, I think that it's kind of a debulking procedure if you think about it conceptually.